Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast. In April 2011, the Frequency Cast team were up in Birmingham for Gadget Show Live to check out the latest tech. At this year's show, several of the stands were offering cases and accessories for mobile phones. The stand that caught my eye was one offering a rather novel solution to a problem that many mobile phone users are affected with. I myself use an iPhone 4, and after a long day at the Gadget Show Live, my battery was running down. It was down to about 35%. I carry around a PowerMonkey portable charger, which is a little bit cumbersome and fiddly. I've also tried a little clip-on device from Griffin, which doesn't really hold enough of a charge to keep my iPhone going. The product that we're about to discuss does solve my problem, and it's from a company called MySunny. Here's Jason from MySunny to tell us more.
Well, we've designed a iPhone charger. This one in particular is for the iPhone 4, as you're holding. It has an internal battery, which is a 2400 milliamp battery. It can be charged via USB or via the solar panel.
Solar power, lovely, good idea.
Absolutely. We use inverted cells on the solar panel. That's to ensure that we get ambient lighting as well as direct UV lighting to get the charge. And obviously, based in England, we need as much help as we can with the weather.
So it's fine with indoor lighting?
Absolutely, yes. Direct sunlight is obviously the best. Depending on the conditions, you'll always get a good rate of charge from the solar charger.
Excellent. Okay, well, I'm just going to try this now. So I'm going to slot the iPhone 4. I've taken it out of my protective case into this device. There we go. And powering it up, I can already see it's charging, which is a good sign. The iPhone slides in top to bottom, connects into the standard iPhone connector. It adds a little bit of height to it, not a lot of weight, which is rather good. If I look at the bottom, it's got a micro USB connector. And on the back, it gets kind of clever because I've got five LEDs. What am I looking at here?
Four LEDs indicate the level of power that's actually in the charger right now. And the small red LED indicates that it's actually picking up a charge via the solar panel.
I see. So at the moment, we've got a bright red light. It's because presumably we're under a good spotlight, is that right?
Absolutely.
So if I cover up the cells, oh, okay, the light dims. Okay. And the little button here is a power button here.
One click will actually show you the level of charge in the actual charger. Two clicks will actually activate the charging and transfer the power to your iPhone.
I understand. Okay, that's pretty good. And of course, you can still see the camera through it. It extends to the full back of the case. I'm assuming, because it's quite rubberized, you get a fair amount of protection from drops on this as well?
Yes, I mean, it wasn't actually designed to withstand drops, but we decided that there are a lot of cases out there, so we decided to come up with a sleeve, easier to install, gives a bit of protection. You can still get access to all of the function buttons on the actual iPhone.
What kind of time could I expect to get from this, from, say, an iPhone 4?
Because the battery is 2400, which is more than double than the current iPhone battery, you'll get nearly two full charges from it.
Oh, superb. And of course, solar power, so you don't have to go back to your PC and connect it up to your USB to charge it.
Absolutely, and more importantly, you don't have to plug it into the mains. Again, good for the environment.
So I'm obviously looking at the iPhone 4 version. You've got some other devices as well?
That's right. We do one for the 3G, 3GS model. We also do the iPod. And we've currently just got this new development, which is the iPad.
Oh, now this looks lovely. So it fits on the back of the stand. Is this the new iPad or the first generation iPad?
This is the first generation. We're currently working with a prototype on the iPad 2, and we're about 12 weeks away from seeing that prototype.
And what I really like about this is on the other side, you can slide the solar cell out, which effectively means you can stand the iPad up like a picture frame with the solar cells pointing in the direction of your window or the light to charge up.
Absolutely. You know, we wanted to make it a functional device while it's providing power to the actual charger. So we thought if we incorporate the solar panel into a stand, it can stand up as a picture frame, or you can actually use the keyboard and receive charge at the same time.
First off, let's look at the iPad one as you have that in your hand. How much would I be looking to pay for that?
In the UK, this is going to retail at £150.
Okay, and for the iPhone 4 and 3?
4 and 3 is going to be £69.99.
Okay, can we get these now? That's the question.
Yes, the 3, the 4 is available now on our website, and the iPad will be available in about 6 weeks' time.
Superb. And a blatant plug for your website, please?
Is www.mysunny.com.
Or you can take a look at our site for photos and more details. Go to www.frequencycast.co.uk/mysunny.html. That's spelt MISUNY frequencycast.html.
Hi there, I'm Susie Perry from The Gadget Show, listening to FrequencyCast.
For more on our coverage of Gadget Show Live 2011, you can go to frequencycast.co.uk/GSL.
FrequencyCast. Special report. Shutdown complete.